It's time.
We are not called to be nice.
Sandy Rios, welcome, Sandy. Thanks for being here.
We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
And you still like me, or you don't like me, James?
Are you okay? You all right?
I'm a musician. I can't help it.
Longtime Fox News contributor Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
We have, I think it's 4-1 youth in America wants gay marriage.
Our kids are the product of public schools. No wonder they poll the way they do.
It's time to stand up or we're going to lose everything we have.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up, speak up, say something, do something.
This isn't a game. This is real life.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association.
A pro-life radio talk show host.
Some things are worth fighting for.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
All right, Sandy Rios with you this morning. That's an ad that's running in Miami. A friend of mine downstate in Florida was talking about how the Latinos are coming out for President Trump in amazing ways. And you're seeing signs for him in their businesses. And, you know, it's just amazing, all these huge boat parades. So I just wanted you to hear what they're singing about and what their commercial sounded like. This was funny. A friend sent this to me this morning. It's a tweet. It says, you know it's going to be a landslide when the Amish start to rally and create their own Trump train. And then it's a video of all of these wagons, Amish wagons, passing through with Trump signs. It's really fun. And so just thought I would tell you that's a good way to start, don't you think, to kind of encourage us. But last night, Joe Biden and President Trump made their final pitches, and I wanted you to hear just a little bit of each of them and what they sounded like. This is clip 10.
We're done with the chaos. We're done with the racism. We're done with the tweets, the anger, the hate, the failure, the irresponsibility. It's the man who, in the first black woman running for vice president, he looks at her and he calls her a monster.
This election comes down to a very simple choice. Do you want to be ruled by the corrupt and selfless political maniacs that you're dealing with? Or do you want to be ruled by the American people? You're supposed to be ruled by the American people.
That was the fifth rally that President Trump conducted yesterday. He was still going at it at 1 o'clock this morning in Grand Rapids. And the reason I know that is because my husband was up and he told me that this morning. Actually, Dan Scavino, who is the president's digital dude in the White House, posted this picture of the president returning to the White House at 3 o'clock this morning and all of his staff out in front cheering for him returning. He said, moments ago, President Trump returns to the White House 3 a.m. after holding 5 Make America Great Again rallies. And so it goes. That's the way it went yesterday. That's what how Joe Biden ended his bid to be president with, I think, bitterness and anger. And he talked, in one speech about how he was from a state school and all these people that went to these Ivy League schools looked down on him. I mean, it's amazing to me when you actually listen. The left seems to be characterized by bitterness and resentment. And I don't know. You know, I guess it is nature. It's human nature to feel bitterness and resentment. All of us, if we stop and think about it, could think of ways that we've been harmed or hurt or slighted. And you can dwell on that, and it can get worse. I mean, it's like rubbing the sores of resentment, and that's what the left does, and that's what Joe Biden does, and he did it very well last night. Let me just tell you, practically speaking, 93 million people have already voted. That's 68% of the total that voted in 2016. And I have some stats to give you, but I'm not going to do that yet. I'm going to talk about some generalities. Interestingly enough, in Pennsylvania, which of course everyone is looking to that, many people think that's going to be the final last straw. They have 20 electoral votes. They have, because of the Supreme Court, because of Justice Roberts' vote about 10 days ago, now they can delay voting and accept ballots up until 3 days past the election. So they're going to be all hung up for days. We know that they are. And everyone's looking to Pennsylvania, saying that this is going to be the very last place that's going to be looked at. That's the one that everyone needs to win. Pennsylvania's Attorney General, Josh Shapiro, a Democrat, so said something very interesting yesterday, because he is the Attorney General. That means that he's supposed to be making sure the law is applied fairly. He is certainly not going, he's supposed to be an arbiter in these kinds of elections, and yet he wasn't kind of an objective arbiter. I want you to hear what he had to say yesterday. It's the Attorney General of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro. Let's listen. Clip five.
We know that if all of the votes are added up here in Pennsylvania, that Donald Trump is going to lose this election.
So he says, if all the votes are rounded up in Pennsylvania, Donald Trump is going to lose. That's really, really, that's like Attorney General Barr saying, if all the votes are added up in the United States, Donald Trump is going to win. He is not to be partisan, even though he might be privately partisan. He's certainly not to be publicly partisan. And it doesn't make you very trustworthy, trusting, really, does it? If there's a problem in Pennsylvania, do you think, what do you think Josh is going to do? Shapiro, what do you think he's going to do? You think he's going to be objective? So Logan Dobson, who's a Republican pollster, said, suffice it to say, if a Republican attorney general of a swing state took the position that it was impossible for Joe Biden to win a legitimate election in their state, the Democrat freakout would be massive. So there are other states that have extensions. They are Georgia, Iowa, Michigan, Nevada. North Carolina actually has, I believe, 9 days. It's ridiculous. Ohio and Wisconsin. And so because the Supreme Court did not tighten their belt and make good decisions, we're going to have a long wait for these results. There's just no doubt about that. Okay, so the Pennsylvania AG said that, you know, if all the votes are counted, Joe Biden is going to be the winner in Pennsylvania. He's declaring that. Well, he's not the only person declaring that there's going to be a win. Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi, is very confident, too. Let's listen to what she had to say. Clip 12.
But we are ready. I feel very confident that Joe Biden will be elected president on Tuesday, whatever the end count is. But on the election that occurs on Tuesday, he will be elected. On January 20th, he will be inaugurated president of the United States. So while we don't want to be overconfident or assume anything, we have to be ready for how we are going to go down a different path.
Okay, so with Shapiro, he's going to win in Pennsylvania if all the votes are counted. Nancy Pelosi, I feel confident that Joe Biden's going to win. Joe Biden's campaign manager, Jen O'Malley Dillon, had some very strong things to say about it last night, too. Let's listen to that.
Under no scenario will Donald Trump be declared a victor on election night. And we think that that's really fundamental to how we want to approach tomorrow.
All right. Under no scenario will Donald Trump win tomorrow. No way. No way. It's going to be a Joe Biden victory. And then Kamala Harris was asked something similar as she was deboarding from a plane. And this is what she said. Clip 14.
Well, first of all, we plan to decisively win this election. So I don't think we're going to need to get to that point.
All right. So nothing to see here, because we're going to win. We're just going to win. That's all there is to it. And so Axios, interestingly enough, reported just a few days ago that President Trump plans to come out the night of the vote and declare victory. And even if the vote is not, if the voting is not completed in these states, he's going to come out and declare victory. That's what they claimed. President Trump said that that's not true. So ironically, actually, let's listen to what, now the media, of course, is picking up on this. And they ran with it. They ran wild with it. Morning Joe and his, I think now wife, Mika, had some comments about that. I want you to see how they are positioning this. Your friends that listen to MSNBC, this is what they're hearing, clip 8.
Poll came out yesterday showing Joe Biden nationally with a 10-point lead. It's going to be a wild night, and Donald Trump has already signaled that. He said, effectively, we're going to flood the zone with our lawyers. We're going to send them into Pennsylvania and Michigan and Wisconsin, and we are going to dispute this election. No matter what happens, he's already saying that. Meanwhile, there's some reports that say he could go out and declare victory as early as he can on Tuesday night. Of course, he will not have won, but he's going to go out and try to say it anyway.
We can assure you we're going to be doing coverage on Peacock, and we can assure you if Donald Trump goes out and declares victory, we will be there to say, don't take the feed.
Right.
It's not going to happen. We're not going to be part of any disinformation campaign by anybody. We'll be doing coverage from 6 p.m. until midnight or until this thing's over.
All right. So they've been telling us for weeks that President Trump is going to declare victory, and he's going to declare victory, and the votes are not going to be counted. And so he's going to be dragged out of the White House, and we're going to drag him out. And you've been hearing this, right? So I found it very interesting that Axios reported just yesterday, if news organizations declare Joe Biden the mathematical president-elect, he plans to address the nation as its new leader, even if President Trump continues to fight in court, advisors tell Axios. Biden advisors learned the lesson of 2000 when Al Gore hung back while George W. Bush declared victory in the contested election, putting the Democrat on the defensive while Bush acted like the winner. So if Biden has declared the winner, he'll begin forming his government and looking presidential and won't yield to doubts that Trump might try to sow. Biden's schedule for Tuesday includes a clue to this posture. He will address the nation on election night in Wilmington, Delaware. Jen O'Malley-Dillon told reporters Monday that even if all the votes aren't counted tonight, the campaign should have a very good sense of where we're headed. We're not really concerned about what Donald Trump says. We're going to use our data, our understanding of where this is headed, and make sure that the vice president is addressing the American people. To show momentum, Biden may begin transition announcements quickly, starting with senior staff appointments. Look for Biden to embrace science and talk up the role of Dr. Anthony Fauci after Trump threatened Sunday to try to fire that trusted official. So while they are accusing ahead of time, projecting, declaring as though it's true that Donald Trump is going to come out and claim victory, and we're not going to even report it, says Morning Joe. This is disinformation, and we're not going to report it. Joe Biden is actually planning to do what they're accusing Donald Trump of doing. It's just it's twisted. It always is twisted, and it's still twisted. All right, so I'm going to give you some stats in a minute, but I want to let you hear how the media has been covering President Trump on this before I sort of give you some more information to maybe brighten your day. This is clip one. Adam, if it goes into the break, just hold it for a second. But let's listen to this media montage of President Trump, how they feel about him. Let's listen.
From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. America first.
When he said today, America first, it was not just the racial, the Hitlerian background to it.
There was an America first committee. They were infiltrated by the Nazis. Many of them were anti-Semitic, part of why they weren't alarmed by Hitler's rise in Germany.
Outside of the Civil War, World War II, and including 9/11, this may be the most cataclysmic event the country's ever seen.
He's just disgusting to look at. He's obese. He's one of the repulsive physically looking human beings I've ever seen.
Absolutely no morals. Who's a bully, who acts like a bigot and a racist, and is a sexist and a sexual harasser.
The case for impeachment has never been stronger. The evidence never so riveting.
Are you suggesting that President Trump should face impeachment?
Another member of Congress wants him impeached.
There's growing talk, at least, about impeachment.
What is your case for impeachment?
The first day of public testimony in the impeachment inquiry, opening with a bombshell.
We got the bombshell.
A bombshell.
One bombshell after another.
Bombshell after bombshell.
We're bracing for potentially an explosive opening statement.
Explosive week.
It's explosive testimony.
Explosive.
Truly explosive.
The most explosive thing.
This is a slow motion explosion.
How explosive?
Very explosive.
And I think it will be explosive.
Wow.
Donald Trump feels the walls closing in.
Really kind of the walls closing in on him.
Walls closing in on him.
Walls closing in on him.
There is a non-trivial chance that if Donald Trump loses the election, he ends up living out the rest of his days in prison.
But here's the question. Would you like to see President Trump in prison?
Do you want to see the president in prison?
Do you think Trump could end up going to jail?
He could actually face jail time.
Donald Trump could end up in jail.
In prison.
If he ends up in jail, so be it.
You are pathetic.
From a journalism point of view, Donald Trump is a brain-eating disease.
How stupid can you be?
This president has radicalized so many more people
than ISIS ever did.
His ignorance could pose a profound danger to every single person in this country and literally every inhabitant of the planet Earth.
No, we won't. Call them fascist comments. Fascist. Fascism. Fascist.
Xenophobic. Racist. Demagogic. Sexist. Autocratic. Donald Trump is a fascist.
Someone like a fascist or a tyrant or an autocrat.
Fascist.
Hitler.
Hitler.
Adolf Hitler.
Hitler. Hitler. Hitler. Hitler. Hitler. Hitler. Hitler.
He could well be just an empty man. An empty human being with no soul.
All right. That's what so many of your neighbors and friends have been hearing. For the last nearly 4 years, more than 4 years, really, mocked and ridiculed and hated, wishing that he'd go to jail. I'm sure some are wishing that he was dead. They've done plays and all kinds of things, you know, pretending that he was killed, and they loved it. So this is what has been happening in American media, and the showdown is today. And so we're going to see, and by the way, you remember that you must vote today, right? I don't care how long you have to wait in line, go take your knitting, take a snack, take friends, whatever you need to do, you must vote. Sandy Rios in the morning on AFR Talk.
What would it be like if every person knew that they were created in the image of God?
After 2 years in the making, American Family Studios proudly presents In His Image, delighting in God's plan for gender and sexuality.
There are only two sexes, male or female. If you're conceived with a Y chromosome, you will develop into a male.
In His Image is a documentary featuring life-changing testimonies of former LGBT individuals.
In my most formative years of development of sexuality, I went through a brutal time of sexual distortion, molestation.
Visit inhisimage.movie to watch In His Image.
Well, everybody, welcome to this unboxing video as we unbox my hormone blockers.
In His Image from American Family Studios is available now for free viewing. Visit inhisimage.movie.
You're made in the image of God.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. So that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-44-BIBLE. That's 833-44-BIBLE. 833-44-BIBLE.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. I need you to do something right now, folks. Text #250 with the keyword baby. We are in a crisis point in American history, and there is growing concern that the nation's abortion rate is about to explode. So I need your help right now to save the life of an unborn child. And that's why I'm partnering with Preborn, an organization equipping pregnancy centers with ultrasound machines. 80% of women who have an ultrasound save their child. So get on your phone right now. Text #250 with the keyword baby. Text #250 with the keyword baby. They said Donald Trump was a monster, and yet he saved countless unborn babies. They said he was a racist, and yet his policies put blacks into the workforce in record numbers. They said Donald Trump was a warmonger, and yet he brought peace to the Middle East. They said he was an anti-Semite, but he moved our embassy to Jerusalem. They said he hated Christians, and yet he took steps to protect religious liberty. A few days ago, I cast my ballot for Donald Trump. Promises made, promises kept. That means something to me. For the first time in my life, a Republican president actually made good on his word. No doubt we've been through some tough times, Antifa, the Democrats getting sucker punched by China. But if there's one thing we know about President Trump, not only can he take a punch, but he punches back twice as hard. I'm Todd Starnes.
Sandy Rios in the morning on American Family Radio.
All right, Sandy Rios back with you. One thing that I want to point out, I'm going to tell you some other numbers, and I'm going to give you those in just a second. But let me just say, there are some projections that are going to give you cause for hope. But each and every one of them is based on turnout today. And I cannot emphasize to you enough how important it is that you vote. And even if you're listening to me from a state that you think it doesn't matter, that it's a blue state, you're in Illinois, you're in New Jersey, you're in Oregon, wherever you are that might be a blue state, your vote still counts. Because recall, if you will, that in 2016, they continue to say and say now that President Trump isn't the legitimate president because he didn't get the popular vote. So every vote, even if your state doesn't go for Donald Trump, every single vote that you cast counts. This, I expect that when you go to the polls today, you're going to find opposition. You're going to find people trying to do everything they can to not count your vote, to keep you from voting, to delay, to shut down, to slow you down, claiming COVID, whatever they're going to do. So just with the determination that really hundreds of thousands of you have attended rallies in support of Donald Trump and in support of this country, and you've waited in long lines, and you have, you know, organized parades, and you've put up signs, and you've put up with dissension in your families. You have already showed your willingness to make sacrifices to turn this country around. So now this is today, for today, this is the thing. We must vote. You must vote. You must vote, and you must get your friends to vote. And family members, whoever you need to do to remind, this is the day, and it does all depend on turnout today. I told you already that 93 million people have already cast their vote, and that's 68% of the total in 2016. Now, those votes can't be changed. A lot of them were cast, you know, before the Hunter Biden scandal broke. So we don't know what those numbers mean, although I'm going to tell you some things that will have relevance on that. I also, in just a second, I'm going to open the phone lines. Let me say that the number is 888-589-8840. I'd like to just find out if you have something to tell us about what's happening in your state or your locality, something that you're seeing or you're observing, that's the reason we want to open the phone lines. 888-589-8840. And by the way, tonight, AFA is going to do election coverage. I'll be joining Tim and the gang, and we'll be talking about what we're hearing as things come in. So I hope that you'll tune in. All right, so here's really a barn burner that I just got last night. Okay, you ready? For you friends and listeners in Virginia, they are now projecting that President Trump could win Virginia. Now, the reason that's so stunning, I don't need to explain to people in Virginia, is that Virginia went blue after being red for decades. Virginia went blue a few years ago, and they have suffered so terribly from having a Democratic-controlled House and Assembly, Governor, Attorney General, all of it. They have suffered terribly. The policies that have been implemented, like, right away have been horrendous, whether it's on abortion for all 9 months for any reason, to gun control laws, to religious freedom of worship and assembly. It's just amazing what has happened in Virginia. We are hearing now that it's possible that Trump could win Virginia today, tonight. And let me explain that to you, if I could. There is a Democratic-leaning election data firm called Target Smart. And they have just reported their analysis of early voters. And here it is. The Democrats' early voting was lower than average. If Republicans' turnout on election day will be more than average, Trump will win Virginia. Early voting through the 30th of October, there were 2,292,000 and some more ballots cast. There were over a million Democratic votes cast, almost 900,000 Republican votes cast, others 310,000. Of estimated total turnout in Virginia, based on past performance, 53% have already voted, leaving 46% to vote on Election Day. Voters left to vote on Election Day of Republicans, 55%. Of Democrats, 30%. Of Independents, 15%. In short, TargetSmart, again, a Democrat-leaning election data firm, concludes that President Trump is looking at a 4-point lead in Virginia if he gets a solid Republican turnout. All right, so that's Virginia. Now I'm going to give you some more numbers. I got yesterday. Let's just say the Trump campaign released a series of their internal polls, which is very, very unusual. And I think the reason they did this is because you see, like I just played you, Kamala Harris. Oh, we're going to win. We got this. Nancy Pelosi. Oh, Joe Biden's going to win, hands down. The campaign manager. There's no scenario under which Donald Trump could win. This is like, think of a talking smack before a wrestling tournament. That's the equivalent. And the point of it is to discourage you from voting. You know, what's the use? What's the point? My vote's not going to count, and he can't win anyway because they're telling us it's just a done deal. Oh, the media's telling us it's a done deal, aren't they? On every channel? Fox is too. You know, their polls are terrible. President Trump's right when he says that. So President Trump's team released their internal polling, and I'm going to share this with you, okay? Okay, so Bill Stepien. President Trump is ahead of where he was in 2016 by a very key measure. It's the measure that actually matters. Votes cast and votes left to be cast. You've been seeing reports of Democrats being nervous, and well, they should be. Let's start in Ohio. In Ohio, weeks ago, it was Democrat plus 10. Now it's Democrat plus 0.6. President Trump has a projected election day votes cast margin of over 400,000 net votes. Now that's if the people of Ohio go out and vote today. If supporters of the president go out and vote today, they are projecting over 400,000 net votes. In North Carolina, they were saying initially it was Dem plus 32, but President Trump has a projected election day votes cast margin of over 400,000 net votes. How do they know this? Because they've been tracking voters. They've been communicating. My inbox is just flooded with reminders of me to vote from the campaign. They're tracking people. Pennsylvania. The Democrats have banked a ton of high propensity voters. We have millions of voters left. President Trump's Election Day margin needs to be significant, and we project on Election Day votes cast margin of over 1 million for President Trump in Pennsylvania. That is, if the people of Pennsylvania who support Donald Trump go out and vote today, no matter what obstacles, no matter the length of the lines, no matter what they say you can't do, no matter the arguments at the voting place. By the way, and this is something I didn't bring to the mic. Adam, maybe you could look up this for me. There's a phone call or a web address or something where you can contact the administration if there's any problem at the voting. The Attorney General, by the way, they're sending out, here we go, right here. The Attorney General is deploying the DOJ to 18 states to prevent Democrat voter fraud and intimidation. So they're going to be in I have a whole list of all these hot spots, not the least of which is Philadelphia County in Pennsylvania, Harris County, Texas, Fairfax County, Virginia. All of those are places that are notorious. Cook County, Chicago, Boston. They're sending them out. Broward County, Florida, Los Angeles. They're sending them out to trouble spots that are notorious for voter chicanery. And so they're sending out troops. I'm not through with this assessment because I want you to hear the rest of it. Okay, so Arizona. President Trump has a projected Election Day votes cast margin in Arizona of over 150,000 net votes. That's if the people of Arizona who support him go out and vote today. All right, so there's a few more states left. These are the swing states. Florida. President Trump has a projected Election Day votes cast margin of over 500,000 net votes. This, again, is according to the president's internal polls. They released them yesterday. I don't know if they released them. Yes, they did, because this is on Twitter, so anyone can access this. Wisconsin. President Trump has a projected election day votes cast margin of over 100,000 net votes. Nevada. President Trump has a projected election day votes cast margin of over 50,000. Michigan. President Trump's election day margin needs to be 350,000. We project an election day votes cast margin of 400,000. All right, you can see how close that is, and it depends on whether those of you in Michigan listening to me go out and do what it takes to cast your ballot today. You know, get a busload, whatever you have to do, make sure you vote today, because that's close. And then Bill ends by saying, look, it's pretty simple. If the voters that we know are still out there for Election Day show up on Election Day, President Trump has four more years at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. All right, so that's a prognostication, but it all depends on whether you vote today. And if you don't, then we can't say that. Now, I know that that's an optimistic – I hesitated, actually, in some ways of giving you such an optimistic prognostication, but that's the reason I'm encouraged. And honestly, I have to be careful. I am not a prophet. And what I say is not necessarily, if it's something that's unknown, if I'm telling you facts, you can trust me. I don't know the future, but I do have a feeling, based on my fervent praying to God for mercy, based on other people that I know. I joined Franklin Graham, maybe some of you did too, last night in praying for the nation. I think God's going to answer our prayers. That's my feeling. But I will tell you this, if he doesn't, I will be the first to tell you tomorrow morning or the next day and whatever ensuing chaos comes that we will trust him anyway. And I will admonish you to trust him anyway, because his great, mighty power and his omnipotence, the character of God does not depend on how this race turns out tomorrow. Sometimes God answers our prayers profoundly, and sometimes he doesn't, at least not in the time in which we want it. I know that personally. And yet I'm telling you, I have a feeling that God is going to answer our prayers in incredible ways. And so, but we have to vote. We have to do our part. Okay, I want to go quickly to one call before we take a break. Let's go to Sherry, Mississippi. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Sandy. How are you?
Good, good.
We are seeing a great turnout here in Olive Branch, Mississippi. We are very encouraged. The lines are lined up, cars, people everywhere down the sidewalk, into neighborhoods to be in line, and we're confident they are voting for President Trump. And so we're just with you and encouraging folks to get out and vote today.
Sherry, you know what? It's fun because remember way back several months ago, we started emphasizing vote in person, vote in person. And you can almost be pretty sure that if you're seeing long lines of people voting in person, that they are voting for President Trump, because the Democrats are urging early voting, mail-in balloting. Yeah. And so interesting. All right. So that's a good report, Sherry. And God willing, we can just thank God on our knees tonight if things go the way we hope. Thank you so much. Let's go to Billy in Mississippi. We'll go to Mississippi again. Billy, what's going on down there?
Hey, I'm calling from Hernando, Mississippi, in DeSoto County as well. And the turnout is amazing. No comparison to 2016 election.
Wow. Isn't that something? So that right there, that does say a lot, because Mississippi is a red state, and yet people are motivated. They're not saying, oh, what use is it? They're going out and they're voting and they're adding to the numbers. And so that's exciting, Billy. Thank you so much, and thank you for voting. All right, we're going to come back in just a second. Our phone number is 888-589-8840. What are you seeing where you are? And if you voted, is there something that you want to report about how that went? That's what we're talking about. If you have a question, if I can answer it, I'll try. Our phone number is 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. Sandy Rios in the morning on AFR Talk.
A American Family Radio newscasts are now available as a podcast.
I'm Rusty Pugh.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
Didn't catch the full story? Listen to the podcast.
I'm Chris Woodward.
I'm Chad Groening.
Didn't have the radio on at the top of the hour? Listen to the podcast.
I'm Charlie Bunch.
And I'm Fred Jackson.
Get accurate news from a Christian perspective whenever you want it with the American Family News podcast. You can also sign up for our daily news brief. Visit onenewsnow.com. Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Christian parents are on the hook today because they have to identify the threats to the value system that's being taught to their children in public schools. And their job is to protect their kids from these influences.
Tune in for Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson. Weekdays at 6:30 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. on American Family Radio.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to our program. God's blessings to you all.
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. My name is Abraham Hamilton III, and this is the Hamilton Minute. The city lies four square, its length, width, and height all equal, 1,380 miles for each dimension. The city's wall is 216 feet high. 12 gates surround the city, with each gate made of a single pearl. Streets of gold so pure, they're translucent. No need for a sun. God's glory lights the city. No tears, no pain. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Listen each weekday from 5 to 6 p.m. Central for the Hamilton Corner with Abraham Hamilton III, public policy analyst for the American Family Association.
Brian Fisher here with today's Life and Liberty Minute. Many people want to make this election about personality. It is not. It's about principle. This election is a choice between one candidate who will preserve the principles on which America is founded and one who promises to tear those principles down. The founders told us that every human right we have, we receive from God, and that among these rights are the right to life, liberty, and private property. The role of government is not to give us these rights, but to secure them for us and our posterity. The right to life applies to babies in the womb. The right to liberty includes the right of churches to meet openly to worship God, and the right to property includes the right to run our businesses without government interference. It's easy. Vote for the man who will protect our God-given rights.
Catch Brian Fisher on Focal Point, weekday afternoons at 105 Central on American Family Radio.
This is Frank Gaffney with the Secure Freedom Minute. My old boss, Ronald Reagan, famously declared that every generation faces an existential threat to freedom. He warned that liberty is not passed on through the bloodstream. It has to be fought for, protected, and turned over to the next generation to do the same. Should we fail to do that, Mr. Reagan foretold, quote, "We will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was like to live in the United States when men were free," unquote. I, for one, have no interest in being consigned to such a fate. I'm sure you don't either. If so, on this day, we are called to do our duty, to cast our ballot, to preserve and defend our Constitution, thereby ensuring that our children and grandchildren will have the chance to do it too. If you still can, please vote. This is Frank Gaffney.
Don't forget to connect with Sandy Rios in the Morning on Facebook or email Sandy at sandy@afr.net. That's sandy@afr.net. Sandy Rios in the Morning on American Family Radio.
All right, Sandy Rios back with you. A couple of other practical things. There are 33 competitive house races around the country. They're very close, very close. The Democrats have very strategically targeted these. And spent millions of dollars trying to find good candidates and running ads and, really outspent the Republicans who are trying for that seat. So the importance of this is if Nancy Pelosi retains her speakership, there will be another impeachment of Donald Trump. And you know the drill. You've seen what they've done through Gerald Nadler and Adam Schiff, all of those people leading these committees because people did not vote for people of character to fill those seats. So I, when you go out and vote, please remember that the House races are also important. So is the Senate. The Senate is the body in of the legislature who gives advice and consent for judicial nominations. And it's because the Republicans have held the Senate that we have three new Supreme Court justices who are conservative, and why we have over 300 judges in the courts around the country. That makes a huge difference. So I hope that you will vote. Use your mind when you're voting in these elections as well. One other just important thing, well, interesting, and it's important too. Remember that incident of the Biden bus in Texas being surrounded by Trump supporters and waving, you know, with their flags, a lot of pickups surrounding him in his bus. And the Democrats accused Trump supporters of trying to ram one of the cars and yelling obscenities and all of that. And we told you already, I told you that I didn't. I looked at the picture and it just didn't seem to me like that's what I was seeing. It looked to me like the white car involved in some altercation was over the line. The black pickup truck was still in his lane. And that's exactly what the truth is. And now we are seeing that. Remember, the FBI was going to investigating. They're investigating because it must be an international incident, right? No, it looks like it was a Biden person in a white car who tried to hit the black campaign Trump, the black truck of a Trump supporter. So I just wanted you to know that because I thought you'd find that interesting. All right, let's go to back to you. Let's go to Lisa in Alabama. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Sandy.
All right, so what are you seeing?
Okay, so I am in a small town in South Alabama. We're close to the Florida Panhandle, and we're also very close to Mississippi. I'm in a little town called Magnolia Springs, about 30 minutes from the beach, and we have got a significant turnout here this morning. There are lines literally stretching blocks down the street. We got there at 6:30, 30 minutes before the polls voted to get there before work, and there we had to wait for a good 30 minutes to vote, but we were able to get in and out. We are so excited. I really believe that God has got this. I think he's going to answer prayers profoundly today. We've done everything that we can do, and like the Bible says, once we do that, we just stand, and we just put this in his hands, and we trust him. But I'm so excited. Just wanted to let you know what's going on in South Alabama.
Okay, Lisa, that's great. Thank you. I'm with you. And having done all, stand. That's what she's talking about, that great verse in Ephesians. Nancy, and I want to do Alabama again. Nancy, where are you in Alabama?
I'm in Mobile. I voted, and I voted for President Trump, and I'm not ashamed to say that. I am across the street from the church where they're voting, and they're at least two blocks down the street voting. So I believe the turnout's great. I'm trusting God, just like you said. Whether we win or lose, God's got this, and we're going to trust him no matter what.
Yep, Nancy, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Let's go to Ohio. Denise might have a different story here. Hi, Denise.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. Got up really early this morning. I always like to be the first one in line to vote. Another gal and I were speaking to each other. She's pretty young. We got up there to vote. We were the first to the vote, and myself, her, and the person behind me, we got our card, went to insert them in to cast our vote, and it said the card had already been voted on. So, yeah, we went to four different the voter booths. They told us to insert it again, which we inserted it each time, and each time it said the cards have been already voted on. So we went back. They took a whole fleet of cards out, said that they needed to destroy the cards because it looked like they already had votes on these cards.
So what's the conclusion here, Denise, based on that? Are you saying they're going to make it right, or are you saying it's still dangling?
I believe they're going to make it right. They gave us another card. We went back, and those cards worked perfectly fine. But I was just concerned initially. I said, if these have already been used, who used them? I was
totally
a little bit concerned about that.
Denise, have you reported that to anyone?
I did. We had a state trooper there. I mentioned it to him. I had taken a picture of the card and my ticket as well, just in case they wanted to ask any questions about it. I turned it over, and it had the barcode on the back, and I took a picture of that as well. So I'll also follow up with calling our attorney general as soon as I get to work today.
Okay, good. Yeah, I was going to say, you need to go to some official. I mean, like, great, the state patrol, I'm sure he will remember that you said that, but you, and that'll be great testimony if you need it. But you need to, an election official needs to know about this, and that's what you're going to do. So that's very good, Denny. Very interesting. Very interesting. It's probably just the beginning of a lot of it. Where are you in Ohio?
We are at, right on the border of Columbus. Very long lines. I went into the school. It stretched across the parking lot out onto the main street. So there were a good 500-600 people in line when I came out.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Very interesting. Okay, Denise, follow through, and I know you will. And we'll probably all talk tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll have lots to talk about. Thanks, Denise. Let's go to Oklahoma and talk to Larry. Hey, Larry. Good morning.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for taking my call. I listen to you every morning. I want to
Thank
be
you.
An encourager this morning. I early voted Saturday, Canadian County, Oklahoma, Central Oklahoma. I got in line at 8:30 and didn't leave there till 1:30. 5 hours we waited in line.
Wow.
I made some really good friends, but here's what I want to tell you. There was a lady behind me, 81 years old, that stood in line just as long as we did. Now, I'm 61, but 81 years old. She stood in line just like a young trooper. And I thought the guy that was with her was her husband. He was her son, and he stood in line with her for 5 hours just to make sure she got around to the entrance to vote. And so I want to encourage people to go vote. The one thing I really hope for, and I'm praying for, is that this will result in Republican down-ballot wins. We've got to get the House, keep the Senate, and we got to win across the country. So just mark Republican straight ticket and do your other voting for whatever you have to do in your state. And get out of there, man.
Hey, Larry, are you able in Oklahoma to vote straight ticket, Republican or Democrat?
Yeah.
See that that's
one,
not the case.
Mark Republican.
Yeah.
And get out of there. You bet.
Yeah. Well.
It's
okay.
Great. It saves a lot of market.
A great story, Larry. Thank you. It's not the case everywhere. Some states you will not be able to vote straight ticket. But it is nice if you have if you feel like that's the way you want to go, it makes it easy. All right, let's go back to Arkansas. Good morning, John. Good morning. What's the story?
Good morning, Sandy. Thank you for taking my call. Listen, I just wanted to let your listeners know about a situation that happened to a friend of mine who's a retired police officer here in Arkansas. Well, they voted last week in West Fork. And what happened to him was when he had inserted the ballot into the scanner, he noticed that it had a different I'm just reading what he said here. If you don't mind, I just read what she posted, okay? And I also sent you an email of this. Warning, please, read this before you vote. My husband and I voted in West Fork, Arkansas last week. My husband's ballot was printed, and when he slid it, and he noticed a different precinct listed on the ballot. They took the ballot out of the machine, scanned it, and it came back to a different voter in a different city. The poll worker called the Washington County Clerk's office and told them what had happened. They printed him off a new ballot with his name on it and the correct precinct, but the lady at the Washington County Clerk's office said that my husband's ballot had already been issued to someone else. We were told that they have no way of tracking it. We contacted the Voting Commission for Washington County Thursday. We have also reached out to the Arkansas Attorney General and Governor Hutchinson's office. We are furious that his constitutional rights have been stolen from him. We as Americans deserve more than that. Please get the word out.
Okay, very interesting, John. So they did all the right things. So hopefully that will be sorted out, and I'm just praying that'll be the exception. You know, I'm just praying that there will be such an overwhelming surge of support that it will overtake whatever the opposition is trying to do, steal. Whatever amounts of ballots they're trying to play with or mess with are just completely overwhelmed by numbers. And that I really is, I think it's possible, and that's what I'm praying for. John, thanks. Appreciate that report. Let's go to Tennessee with Jessica. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Sandy.
All right, so what's up?
I was just going to tell you that thanks to you, I'm going to be a poll watcher today, and I listen to you regularly, and this year decided to get more involved just because of your encouragement, and I wanted to thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. I'll be anxious to hear how that goes, Jessica, because in some of these states, they are really restricting poll watchers. I think it was Pennsylvania I read yesterday that they are... maybe it was Michigan and Detroit, where they're making people stand, they can't get closer than 6 feet to the people counting. I mean, ridiculous restrictions. So it'll be interesting to see if things go well for you and if you're actually able to do your job. And so thanks for volunteering to do that, and just roll up your sleeves and get ready to fight, girlfriend. Okay?
All right. Thank you for what you do. I appreciate you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jessica. Appreciate it. Let's go. Texas, we haven't heard from. Lisette in Texas. Good morning.
Good morning, Sandy. My name is Lisette, and I'm calling from Spring, Texas. I just wanted to, I heard you said something about Spring, that is a blue city, and I wanted to tell you that I did vote for Mr. Trump, and I'm so happy to, I talked to my husband into the difference between voting Republican and Democrat, and he did also vote for Mr. Trump, and I've been spreading the word and praying that he will win this election.
You know, Lisette, I just think there's no question that if Latino Americans, a lot of them are so Americanized, they understand fully, but some who are newer to the country and they don't get proper information. I mean, we get improper information even in English from our news channels. And so it's very difficult for Latino Americans to actually hear the truth. And so the fact that you understood, Lisette, the importance of this election and made a good choice is remarkable to me, and I thank you for that. So thank you, because it's no question about it. We are in this American ship together, and our future is together. And our Constitution makes way for all of us if people do things legally and properly and in good order. We are Americans by virtue of what we believe about freedoms and freedom to worship and to celebrate and loyalty to this country. And so I appreciate so much you casting your vote and sharing that with us. Thank you so much. All right, let's go to Georgia and Pete. Good morning, Pete.
Hey, Sandy, how are you?
Good. So what are you seeing?
Hey, well, it's going to be an amazing landslide, and this is definitely God's hand. And I just want to say real quick that I was standing in line to vote Friday night, and I was told that I would be arrested if I didn't take off my MAGA hat. It did not say Trump on it. It just said, make America great again, and with American flag. And I was told I'd be arrested. Let's reach out. Thank you. Thank you. And I pointed out that there was a woman right up ahead of me wearing a Black Lives Matter shirt. But thank you. And I said, like, the Black Lives Matter has a direct financial connection to the Biden campaign.
Yes, exactly.
But you don't. Exactly. This is just a slogan.
Yep.
And I got a video of it, and I'm going to. So if you get that number, please, and put in your show tomorrow. I appreciate it, and
yep.
God bless you. You're awesome.
Thank you, Pete. I thank you so much. That's very sweet of you. I got one more. I got to get in. Tyler in Ohio, can you speak quickly to us? Tyler.
Hey,
yes, quickly.
Yes, quickly. I am a 29-year-old millennial here in the state of Ohio, battleground state. We got a lot of movement here in Trump's direction. We are super excited for what he has done and what he has promised to do, what he's going to continue to do. I can tell you the movement is strong amongst young voters. Conservative young voters are coming out in support of our president. Ohio's going to go by more than 8 points. We've got this.
Tyler, you got to call me back when we can talk longer. But that was very encouraging. We appreciate that report. And it's nice to hear from somebody who's 29, who cares about the country that much. And it's encouraging to all of us. Tyler, thanks a lot. All right, you guys know what to do. Today's the day you got to vote. And it sounds like so many of you are. So now many of you others may have to do the same thing. And just enjoy it. It's a special occasion. Let's do our duty. Sandy Rios in the morning on AFR Talk.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.